Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
What was also a somber note on Sunday, and it's just incredible what's happened in the cricket world. And Brad, it's another one of your ex-teammates. It's another one of your colleagues at Fox Sports. But the shocking news that Andrew Symonds had been killed in a single car accident. All sorts of distressing stories around the fact his dog stayed with him, tried to be revived. That couldn't happen. I don't know how word filtered through to you, but it seems strange we're doing it so quickly again after a great mentor of yours in Rod Marsh and another colleague and teammate in Shane Warne. But give us your thoughts on the passing of Andrew Symonds and maybe some memories of your time playing with the great Roy.
Yeah, first and foremost, I'm devastated. Jim, I was close to Andrew through my playing days and that relationship continued out of cricket as a friend and a colleague at Fox Sports. So my thoughts go out to his close family and friends, his kids, Chloe and Will. I feel for them. But Andrew Symonds he was loved. He was one of those teammates that you wanted next to you all the time. You see today in the modern game, you see it a lot when teams warm up and they interact with the opposition. Andrew Symonds had none of that. He said, no, we're here to do a job today. I'll open my esky and I'll have a beer with anyone you like after the game, but I'm not here to talk to you now. And I think another story it sums up, Andrew, is you remember in the 2007 World Cup, just before we left, he tore his bicep. So he was 50-50 about going on that tournament. But we took him, one, he's such a great team man, and he did all his rehab, so they thought he'd get up in time for the back half of the tournament where it counted, and he's someone you want around the group. But I remember we're going fishing, so we're all getting out. We've had a couple of days off in the West Indies, and Simo's coming back from a bicep curl, so we've got the rods and you got your hats and everything ready to go. And Simo's walking down the hill with an esky. He's walked on the... And we're going, mate, you're right. He goes, yeah, you've got to have a couple of beers while you're fishing and be on a strain. I said, well, you don't have to twist our arm, right? So we've gone out fishing. We've come back. We probably had one or four too many, but we had a good day catching some mahi-mahi. And you know how sports science in the game, and he's on a really strict... regime to get back, and the physio sort of got us at the front deck and said, what are you doing? Roy, you can't be doing this. You're on a tight schedule to get by. We've got a World Cup to win for Australia. He just looked the physio in the eye and said, mate, what you've got to understand as well, he's an Australian to go fishing without having a beer. So he just sort of tapped him on the shoulder and kept walking. And the physio looked in like he had Haydos and everyone on the boat, Gilchrist, and he just sort of looked at him and he goes, well, Roy makes a really good point. It would have been un-Australian not to have a beer while we went fishing, but that was the man. Once you're his mate, he was loyal forever.
Did you have a standout performance from him? A lot of people talk about the 143 in the 2003 World Cup, but do you remember a standout performance?
Yeah, I do. And it's not in the white ball game. That's where he made his name with his athleticism and the power hitting that he brought to the game. But mine was the 2006 Ashes at the MCG. It was his first 100. And the one thing, Roy, he was a laid-back character, but he wanted to be accepted as a test cricketer. And there's 90,000. It was against England, who he loved playing against England, and he brought that 100 up with his great mate Matthew Hayden. I don't know if you remember the embrace. You've got 110 kilos jumping at you. We know Roy's got a good shoulder charge on him from all the streakers that he's put a hole in the past as well, but he's just jumped up and embraced Matthew Hayden, hit his shoulder into his head. He probably gets 6 weeks in rugby league and left a bit of a cut on Matty Hayden's head from the helmet. But that moment there, just to me, he's there with his great mate, Matty Hayden. They've grown up together. They've swam 3Ks offshore when they've sunk their boat. But that moment with your best mate and just then just realising I belong at Test cricket, that was my favourite cricket memory of Roy.
Yeah, and that was like that was actually my favourite as well. Like just seeing that elation in his face, because I think it was one of those ones where he was pigeonholed as a short form cricketer, and to go out there and do it, and he picked up some crucial wickets, and he lifted up the fielding at so many massive times. He was just such a being a Queenslander and Gold Coast boy as well. He played his junior cricket on the Gold Coast. It was fantastic to see someone that probably was before his time. If he was 10 years later, where we've got all these domestic T20 tournaments around the world, would we have seen him play to the level he did at that Test cricket? And it was just fantastic to see him succeed to the level he did in all of those formats, and just such sad news when it filtered through Sunday morning.
You're right, Tristan. He was before his time in the power game, the athleticism he had, but he was also played in the wrong era, the way he enjoyed himself after the game. So from an athletic point of view, from a personality point of view, which we all love Andrew Symonds for, That era there, we could debate about which era he'd best fit in for hours, but he'd be sorely missed. He's a beloved friend, and as we said, our thoughts go out to his family, especially his kids, Chloe and Will.
Why did Ponting back him so much, mate? He did that, and you know, he ended up repaying that faith, but that was clear that it was a Ponting call, and he maybe got opportunities that perhaps other players wouldn't.
Yeah, it's also the sign of the man. Roy was ultra, ultra talented. He was as athletic as you'll ever see. He was a match winner. The one thing he did is win games. But I think the one thing Ricky Ponting seen him, he's a great judge of character, was just that loyalty. You know when Andrew Symonds got your back, he's got your back 24/7. It's not just when you're on the cricket field, or it's the little phone calls you used to get from him just out of the blue. And you get on the phone and go, "G'day, Albert. How's the family? Good. Where are you? Barrow fishing right by. Just checking if you're good." So it was just that loyalty that Ricky's seen. And once you've got Andrew Symonds as a mate, you've got him forever. And that showed on the cricket field. He was the one of the teammates everyone wanted to play for. You want an Andrew Symonds in your team standing right beside you when you're under pressure. And that's what Ricky Ponting's seen a lot earlier than everyone else.